on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
So what are we going to call this? Is this show 1AT?
The extension of?
No, this show is 1AT.
What does that mean?
First after tour.
Okay. All right. The life after tour. That's what I call my life.
Well, that's your life. I have nothing to do with it, and I don't care about that. I'm talking about the show. That's what's important.
There's a new studio. I like it.
Well, we're working on some stuff. There's some secret things working as
well. A lot of memorabilia here. A lot of history.
Scheduled for today's show. Let's run down that real quick. Momentarily, okay. We're going to head out to Las Vegas and speak to Amanda Hibas. And you're running this interview, just so you know.
Okay, why am I running?
I will tell you as soon as she comes on.
She a pizza fan?
At the bottom of the hour, scheduled to be on. Now, he is busy because his brother fights this week. Matter of fact, his brother fights tomorrow.
Oh.
But scheduled to be on at the bottom of the hour number one, your welterweight champ, Kamaru Usman.
Not my welterweight champ.
The world's.
Oh, it's kind of like not your president.
Right. But he's yours. He's everybody's.
Okay. The welterweight champion it is.
And if you want to boo him, boo him.
My welterweight champion.
And I'm going to talk to Kamaru, who's part of the Randy regime, about how good it is to be booed.
Yeah, he got booed.
Well, and he has been getting booed, and that's the best thing that could happen to him.
Okay.
And I've talked about that with Matt Hughes in the past. I've used Matt Hughes as a reference. Also returning to the program, and I want to say, and I'll have to Google it, it's roughly been 10 years. I almost feel like, and I hate using the word gladiator because schmo is sitting across from me, meaning you.
Can't use the word schmo.
I know. I thought of that once I said it. Because
it's not your name.
But you're a schmo.
But I'm not the schmo.
Well, whatever.
The schmo's a good guy. I like that guy.
He's all right.
He's a good dude.
He's all right. Returning to the program.
Okay.
Like in the movie Gladiator, when they bring the one gladiator out after he's been in retirement. The return of Tracy Hackler.
Okay.
Head honcho at Panini.
Wow.
As Panini just took over and just released the newest UFC trading cards.
That's exciting.
And we will have some to give away.
Oh, they can make one for me. I need my own trading card, Randy.
Okay, we're turning you off. I'm absolutely done with your stupidity. Then towards the bottom of the second hour, the return also of someone who has been on this program numerous times, and he's been in the fight game a very long time, and that's Big Ben Rothwell.
Oh, Big Ben.
Gets back in.
Wow.
I do have some bad news.
Okay, bad news. At the top of the hour, you're going to start off with a heavy heart? What do you got? Yeah,
well,
what's wrong?
I really don't want to spend a lot of time with you outside of the studio.
That's not nice.
I used to. Well, it's true. I just told you this. Everything I may tell you might be hateful and hurtful, but it's true. I don't make anything up. I teach my grandson, lying is bad. Because once you lie, then everything you say, I have to question whether it's true or not.
Okay.
Everything I tell you is true. Okay. Yes, it's hurtful.
All right.
Yes, it's hateful. Right. But it's true.
Okay.
There used to be a probably the only co-host that you are ahead of on that very long list of co-hosts. I did a radio show with a person, and towards the end of the partnership, I hated this guy so much that I literally didn't talk to him at all. At least I talked to you a little bit. I didn't talk to him until a minute into the show, and I stopped talking to him a minute before it
ended. Okay.
This guy was a piece of work.
All right.
So with that said, as much as I don't want to spend any more time with you than I absolutely humanly have to.
Are we going to Miami tomorrow?
We might be going to Miami tomorrow. I don't want to, but I'm not driving. So the only way I'm going, big Floyd Mayweather press conference.
Huge. Against my boy Logan.
With the other Paul.
I don't know
the one you hung out with.
I don't know who to root for now.
I want you to tell Mayweather that.
Well, I don't know which one to root for.
I want you to tell Mayweather that.
I will.
At the press conference.
I will tell him that. Because I like both of them.
It doesn't matter.
I don't want to pick. I don't want to pick sides.
That's why.
How do you pick sides, Randy?
First of all, you don't publicly pick sides. That's number one. Two, there is a perfect, proper response to that, and it's the exact response that I gave Matt Hughes and Matt Serra when they fought.
Okay.
I'm going to be more upset for who loses than happy for who won.
Okay.
The fight ended. It was a very close fight. They both asked me who won. And you know what I said? I got distracted. I really didn't watch.
You should have said Matt.
Well, that would have been.
And then I could have been the winner. Well, I could have been included.
But you are the biggest loser. So
I'm never the
That's biggest the show loser. You need to go on.
Oh,
because
that,
it's fit.
That show's terrible for people.
But it's.
Because the weight loss isn't real. Like, they break those people. Like, emotionally, they break them, like, spiritually. Yeah, that's not a way to lose weight. I got a proven way. I got it.
Yeah, it's called you take a sewing kit, okay, and you sew your lips shut.
I mean, sure.
Right?
I mean, yeah, that would limit the amount of food you could consume.
Or you go in the ring with somebody like Mayweather and have your jaw broken.
Oh, let's not get carried away.
Well, again, then they have to sew your lips. They close your mouth and all you can do is drink.
I did dislocate my jaw in boxing once, and I couldn't open my jaw anymore, so I had to slide pepperonis through the side of my teeth and just kind of. That was my nutrition for about a week.
My brother had his jaw broken, and he had to drink liquids for a very, very long time.
It's not fun.
I don't know. I've never broken my jaw.
Well, let's get you in the ring.
I'm good.
Test it out.
I will get. This is the closest I'm going to get to the ring. Cornering your opponent.
Why would you want to be on the losing side? Why would you want to be on the loser side, Randy?
I don't want to be on the losing side. That's why I'm going to the opponent's side.
I'm going to win, Randy. I'm that knucklehead that wins.
I've been in the corner of two fights, as a matter of fact.
Wes Sims.
I was going to say one, but it was two. Wes Sims and Tyrone Boos.
Oh, yeah, in Germany.
I'm 0-2.
Yeah.
So I will corner you.
So have both your guys won or
so
lost?
So I will corner you.
Because
I'm 0-2. Oh. What part of 0-2?
Oh. So you make people lose.
Oh.
Join a Randy's team. You become a loser.
I had nothing to do with that one. I mean, Wes was too busy clowning around.
Oh. Okay.
He had more fun going after Bobby Lashley in the press room than what happened in the fight.
That's a big boy.
Well, they both are.
Well, yeah, but Bobby Lashley, that's a big, big guy.
What I do appreciate Wes Sims, and I love Westifer Sims III. I've always called him that. I don't know why. Is he did make it go extremely quick. It was over pretty quick.
Oh, okay.
By the time I stood up, I held that stupid banner. I wore those dumb sunglasses, all that stupid stuff that we had to do. Lashley choked him, submitted him.
So you're at the buffet before... before it closed.
Now, the best one was, and I think I told you about the buffet up in Atlantic City. So as soon as the fights were over, we got to go into the back of the casinos and eat.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I would have known this, I would have been eating here, you know, the entire time.
Cornered everybody's fight.
All right, let's go hit this break a couple minutes early. Then we're going to jump out to Las Vegas. UFC ESPN 20. It's at 24 already.
Jeez.
It's the Four Letter Network, I more times dislike than like, but it's still awesome that it is on the Four Letter Network for bigger exposure. It continues to blow up. The release of Panini, we're going to talk about that. Your welterweight champ is coming on. Your heavyweight's coming on. A lot of cool stuff is still to allegedly happen.
I'll get the car gassed up for the Miami.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We be back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strikeforce lightweight champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. The Viking Invasion is coming to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Barbarian Brewfest. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. Experience full contact live armored jousting. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
There is not a bigger MMA fan outside of MMA than Mike Evans.
He was at the fights at 261.
There may be other athletes, celebrities, as big a fan as Mike Evans. But when I was in the locker room before all this ridiculousness, almost 2 years ago, that's all Mike Evans and I would ever talk about. I mean, that's all I talked about with the offensive line, sure, too. As a matter of fact, Josh was there as well.
Let's see,
we had Brady, big offensive lineman, all three quarterbacks. Now there's four now because of the draft, as they took Trask. We're talking fighting.
Yep.
We talk fighting a lot.
We do.
I was at Hooters yesterday.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't really watch a whole lot of stuff. I don't really care most of the time if it's not fight related. So I look up and I see another bench clearing brawl.
In baseball?
In baseball.
Okay.
I didn't really see what happened. I believe a pitcher did the fist pump.
Okay.
The batter does a fist pump after a home run. Now the pitcher did it, and they didn't like it.
Okay.
I'm going to continue until the last three breaths are in my body.
All right.
If you don't like it, don't strike out.
Fair enough.
If you don't like the home run, don't let them hit a home run.
Okay, right.
You know, and this goes back to, you know, back when celebration in the NFL was not banned, because you can still do it, but there was a penalty. Stop them. If you don't want them to celebrate in the end zone, stop them.
It's your job to stop them.
If you don't want them to celebrate at home plate because you gave up a 900 million mile home run, don't give up a home run. Okay. I just don't get it. And even to make matters worse, most of the time, unless you're Ramon or Perez, Pedro what was his name? The Red Sox guy that threw Zimmer to the ground.
Oh, Pedro
Martinez. Unless you're Martinez, they run out, they pretend. It's like, stand in front of me so I can act bad.
Right.
You know, stand in front of him, I'll push you aside. I think it should be mandatory. If you leave the bench, you have to throw three punches or get hit two times or it costs you a run. I'm just saying.
That's great.
It's fantastic.
I would watch baseball every day.
I would too.
But you know, but the question to have is, how old are these people? Like 40 years old, still bench brawling. Like, I mean, that doesn't happen in the UFC fight, and that's what they get paid to do.
That's the difference. And we talk all sports, mostly, obviously, MMA. That's the difference between the fake fights that happened, I don't even know where, I think it was the Dodgers.
On the diamond?
Yeah, on the diamond. And the real ones that happened in the octagon and in the cages and rings. So let's jump out to Las Vegas, as we do each week. UFC ESPN 24 right around the corner. And let's welcome to the program for the very first time, Amanda Hibas. Amanda, how are you?
Hello, everybody. I'm really excited to be here talking to you guys. Thank you for the interview. Yep. I'm feeling good. First time fighting here in Las Vegas for the UFC. I'm enjoying this view.
And I was going to start with asking you that before, Matt, you jump in because you pretend to be Brazilian.
I do.
So you can talk some Portuguese with Amanda here in a second. I know that, you know, on Wednesdays when we're lucky enough to have all of the athletes on, it's just the start of fight week. Do you enjoy this whole process or are you counting down the hours to Saturday night?
Yeah, so I try to enjoy my training, the hotel, because the UFC put us in a room that has a kitchen, and my training room is close to here, is next to my room. So this is really good, and I stay focused for Saturday. But after Saturday, I will be here in Las Vegas for 1 week. So until I'm training, I'm looking places to go to eat, because I love eat. And I saw that there's a lot of places to go.
There's a ton of places. I know you're jumping to jump in, but you need to go to Roland Smoke. It's a barbecue place just off of Savannah. It's the best barbecue I've ever had anywhere in the world.
Ooh, I will write here in my phone. Rolling?
Roland Smoke, R-O-L-L-I-N, Smoke.
Yeah, I put here. Thank you.
So I jumped on. I typically do about 9, maybe 12 seconds of research, you know, so I can pull one or two things. I don't want to know anything about, you know, other interviews, so I don't watch them. But I did see that you are quite a foodie. So what kind of food, you know, do you like? What kind of food do you miss while you're training?
Yeah, I love food, really. I love food. I like to eat desserts. I like to eat food, like Italian, Japanese, everything. You know what I did? I was in the Uber to airport to here, and the girl said to me to try it Jamaican food. And there is a lot of restaurants here. She said there is rice and vegetables, and I will try to. I like to try new food. I don't have like, I like this too much. I like to eat everything. And in my diet, I cook a lot, because I lost a lot of pounds, so my carbs is just sweet potato and a protein bar, egg is my best friend.
Definitely a foodie. So before I, you know, throw it over to Matt so he can ask whatever question he's thinking up, this is true. I have covered the UFC since UFC 1. The very first UFC I covered in person was UFC 11. Back then, fights were like every 3 months. Mm. Now that they're every week, and Matt, you'll verify this, now that they're almost every week, I decide what UFCs I'm going to cover by what food I can eat in the city that they're at.
This is true. Absolutely.
Is that not true?
It's true. It's based on location.
That's amazing. I like to listen to this.
So Amanda, so my history, I invented the pizza diet. My wife is Brazilian. She's from Espírito Santo in Victoria. And so when I traveled to Brazil, I lived in Brazil in 2012. I helped a guy develop the healthiest pizza in Brazil. He has three different crusts, and Pizza Sadavio. So it's the healthiest pizza in the country. And so if you ever come to Florida, I would love to cook for you and make you the same pizza.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, in Brazil, there is a lot of pizza. And your wife, I think she cooks really well, because in Espírito Santo, they do a lot of fishes, right? And not
the cabachava, what are they called? The moqueca?
Chava. Yeah.
Let's leave food just for a second, because I know you can't eat, so we won't continue to talk about food as you get ready for the fight. Okay. I do want to ask you about what goes into your travel. You know, now that you are fighting in Vegas, did you have to bring special things? Did you have to bring special food? What goes into travel when you're traveling such a far distance?
No, this is good because you have to give us everything. So I just bring with me my scale to do my weight all the time. And let me see. My Bible. My Nutella. My Nutella, because when I lost pounds, before I go to the tub, to water and everything, I eat a little bit to have energy. Let me see what more I bring with me. I think just this, my mouthpiece. But when I was in Abu Dhabi, I was a little scary. So the first time, I bring with me my a lot of like Brazilian food, cookies, healthy cookie that I can eat with protein, because I don't know it how it would be there.
So Amanda, do you bring a Fire Stick or like a device to watch TV shows? Do you watch Global? Did you watch Big Brother in Brazil for the 100 episodes? Did you follow along, or do you keep that tuned out?
I was watching Big Brother. Yesterday was the final, but here doesn't work. But I was looking Twitter all the time. It was amazing. My heart was...
Were you happy for Juliet? Were you happy that she won? Or did you want Fiuki?
I didn't like it, Fiuki in the final, but I like Juliet won because I think she's true. I like the people when it's true.
And how amazing to have 24 million Instagram followers. Now she has a huge platform. It's truly remarkable. See what she did.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy. And she has songs. She has toys with her face. It's crazy, this. Imagine that.
I don't know if I ever told you this, Matt, but my former trainer was on. It's kind of like the Amazing Race in Brazil. It's where it's a team, and they put a male and a female together, and David Vieira made it to the finals.
Okay.
And then lost. Oh. But anyway, let's talk about Saturday night. You're fighting, and I'm saying this very funny and sarcastically, joking, you know, a rookie in Angela Hill who fights about 47 times a year. give me your thoughts on Angela.
No, I never talked to her, but I know she's really active inside the cage and outside the cage. Because whenever a UFC needs somebody, they call her because she's ready all the time. So I think in this fight, I need to be with my best energy, because I know she will throw punches all the time and everything.
You're a jiu-jitsu black belt. She's more of a stand-up. So where do you expect this fight to go on Saturday night?
I hope my punch get well with her. But I really expect my takedown and my jiu-jitsu go perfectly, because I really train it.
Panini Cards, they'll be on next hour, has taken over the card products. And I'm just curious, have you seen your new Panini UFC trading card?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
The trading cards, the memorabilia cards, the new company just took over. And I'm just curious if you've seen them.
Yes. Today I will take my clothes. Well, I take my shirt, my top. I'm really anxious because this brand is like old in Brazil. My dad had this brand when he was competing. So for me, you'd be amazing.
Right. I kind of chuckled. I've like I said, I've been in the sport. One of my proudest moments was I trained some Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Rio. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. But I saw your quote that your dad wanted to, I won't say the whole thing. I think it was like kill himself or kill you or kill somebody when you went and kind of stopped training and then did some gymnastic and dance.
Yes. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. But I think I need that time without fight to see that I love. Because sometimes we, when you have all the time in your life, you adapted with that. So when I saw my life without fight, I mean, I'm missing something, and was the fight.
It's always best to walk away and see how much you do miss it, and that makes a lot of sense. Final question for you. What can the fans, what can the media, what can everybody expect to see when you get back in the octagon on Saturday?
Oh, I think the fans can expect the best Amanda ever, because my last fight, I don't know what happened with me. I was more energy in the interview than in the fight. I'm not doing this anymore, and so in this fight, I want to win. So this is the difference. So the fans will see in my eyes that I want to win.
I can't wait to see you to get back in Saturday night. Thank you very much for your time, and I will email you a list of other restaurants for you to hit up while you're still.
Nossa! I say this is amazing. Thank you.
That's awesome. Amanda, thank you very much. Have a great night. This is so cool. That was the coolest ever. Another foodie. I got to get her a list of food. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the bunker today. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Cell.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
We've moved, and we can't wait to celebrate. Full Contact Live Armor Jousting, Axe Throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. The Viking Invasion is coming to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Barbarian Brewfest. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. Experience Full Contact Live Armored Jousting. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you from our new studio, live and in color.
Temporary.
Oh.
It's temporary.
I just got the keys.
I know. Well, I'm working on a couple things. We're looking into some new locations. We're looking into doing some live remotes again now that we're slowly opening up a little bit.
Well, the governor came yesterday and said mask mandates or no fines for businesses. So it's up to the individual business operator.
And that's the problem, though.
To set the standard.
That's the problem. And I kind of mentioned it about Texas as well, in that the government, the state has said no longer, but if a local establishment says, I don't care what they say, this is my establishment,
right?
The problem's going to be, and you know, I'm not one of those, I refuse to wear, but I think it's stupid,
right?
But I'm still wearing it because I pick and choose what I want to be argue right. about and whatever. Now, we went to Disney whatever day it was, Monday, and
right.
it was pure hell.
Really?
It was awful.
Because it's 100 degrees outside.
Right. I enjoyed the fact that it was fairly empty for a Disney. I mean, literally, we walked out. I mean, it wasn't crowded.
Do they make you keep the mask on while it's like 100 degrees
yes.
outside? Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
They finally changed it where you can take photos without it. That's why we took as many photos as we did. Right. You know, now that I paid for the next step up, for many reasons, we wanted to go during the anniversary and blah, 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 blah. But literally, and this is true, we walked in the door, we curved to the left, we did one ride, Pirates of the Caribbean. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
I think it's Caribbean.
So we did that one ride, then we continued to walk in a circle, we took photos at every photo guy, we bought something for now and we left. It took us longer to get there.
Wow.
It took us longer to get out of the car and get inside than it
Man,
did.
Man, I don't know if there's anything worse than wearing a mask at Disney in the summer.
It was...
That's crazy.
I thought about when I going in the pool and just leaving the mask on at home. Just it's like, you know, being those people that, you know, you drive.
But I mean, I don't know about you, but like, have you noticed like road rage is like crazy right now? Like people are just irritated. You can tell the heat, the mask, the pandemic,
the stupidity.
People are just boiling over, man. I see crazy things I haven't seen in over a year. It's like, welcome back.
Well, and it's not going to go away.
It's not.
You know, because once your stupidity comes out, you're going to keep rolling with that stupidity. You know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. But it was nice to be in Jacksonville and seeing no mask and seeing the live crowd again. I mean, it felt good.
So we had masks on, you know, in the media.
We had to.
Well, that's what was required. So a PR person brought Josh Wells from the Bucks over to go meet Julian.
The Cuban Missile Crisis. Yep.
Because he called out some of the KC guys for pickleball. I thought it would be funny. Josh came over. He was wearing the Chiefs jersey. Josh said, I really don't know if I could be near you. And I'm thinking, you won. I understand if you would have lost, but you won.
Right.
This is even better because he's a Kansas City guy. So we were talking. So I said to the PR guy had mask on.
Yep.
Josh did not.
Yep.
And I said, can I take my mask off while I talk to Josh? And the PR's response was, I prefer you leave it on because you're ugly as hell.
Well, that's for the good of the community, Randy. That's for our benefit, not for yours.
Well, I just thought it was fun. And again, it kind of goes back to what I was saying about you, is honesty is the best policy.
It's true.
You know, so he said, yes, but I prefer you to keep it on because you're ugly as hell. You know, so it's not like, no, you have to leave it on, even though it's not true. Because, again, once you're caught in that little fibberoo, you know, and I catch myself now. Because I told my grandson, he lied about something, and I called him out. And you know, blah, 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 blah. We won't go into details. But I said, once you lie, don't ever lie. I don't care what you do. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you shoot somebody. Don't lie to me. My aunt told me that once.
Okay.
She will always have my back as long as I never lie to her.
Okay.
Something like I've told somebody else. As long as I know everything that's going on, I can always have your back. But if I don't always know, I'm kind of lost.
Sure.
So I told my grandson that. So now I catch myself. Like, I'm just kind of clowning around. Like, I don't know. Do you see that monster? That's right. It's a lie. I can't say that to you anymore. So, Kamaru Usman is, we are hunting him down. But he, like I said, he is with his brother.
All right.
How quick was that?
Ask and you shall receive.
Let's welcome to the program your champion of champions. Kamaru, how are you, sir?
I am fantastic. I had to sneak out of this workout room with my little brother to make sure that I made this call. How are you guys?
We are very well, and I'll do it as quickly as possible. I know it's busy. And talk about that it's another fight week for you, but it's a little different because it's your brother, and it's got to be different feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. It's much different because now you get to watch what's happening, and you can't control any of it. So it's a tough one, but my brother, I believe, here in the last year has made the best decisions and the best strides of his career to where he's looking like a different person. And I'm just excited to see what he goes out there and does tomorrow night.
I've known you a long, long time, so I kind of know the answer, and I hate asking questions that I know the answer to, but I want the world to know the answer. You're not just winning anymore. Now you're just totally dominating. How do you go out and dominate and then throw it out of your mind so that you're hungry the next time as well?
Well, I've always tried to dominate. That was always like the staple of my fights and my career is being able to go out there and dominate a guy from start to finish, because I never want to leave each round thinking, man, did I win that one? Did I win that? That was something, a promise that I made to myself early on in my career. And so with that being done, I'm always confident that I'm for sure dominating the fight. But at this point, I'm starting to have fun. There was a time where it was all about I needed to win. But now I'm there. I've showed people that I can win in every facet of the game. But now I just want to have fun with it. And you see the result when I'm starting to have fun with the fight now.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the division has emailed and texted and sent you gifts asking you not to have as much fun?
I got to check the email, but I wouldn't put it past them. I got to check it.
I have Panini coming on next hour. Obviously, you know they just took over the trading cards. And I'm curious, have you seen your cards? Do you like them? Did they hook you up and give you some? How does that work from the athlete standpoint of the trading cards?
I haven't seen my cards, but I know I did something with them a little while back to where I had to sign quite a few of them. So I am patiently waiting to see how good they look. Obviously, I've heard that they are the kind of the grade A standard as far as when it comes to this trading card game and things of that nature.
Have you collected stuff like that in the past? I mean, do you want a whole? Because again, I have the main guy on next hour, so I'll get you anything you want from Panini.
Well, yes, I would love to get anything that Panini has that's of value to me, so I can hold on to that for years to come and actually cash out in that thing. So definitely talk to them. Anything they have of value, whether it's baseball cards, whether it's football, whatever it is, just have them go ahead and send that to me. You have my address. Also, to answer your question, when I was in middle school, I collected Pokemon cards, which I am so upset with myself right now because I don't know where I put the folder that I had them all in, because some of the cards that I have are worth 20s and hundreds of thousands of dollars now.
That's just crazy, isn't it? You know, as kids, we all collected. You know, I remember putting, you know, Nolan Ryan rookie cards in my bicycle spokes.
Yes. You never think that things are going to become valuable. But now this is the world we live in. Certain things go up. I guess that's how it's always been. Certain things become of value, and we got to take advantage at the right time.
Unfortunately, everything that I've collected, my wife, A, wants to throw away, and B, is not, it's not a collectible. Everything that I thought was like all my Ricky Henderson rookie cards, oh, they're going to go through the roof, and they're like 32 cents now. So it's just, you never know, you know, what will be and could be valuable. Let me ask you real quick. I didn't really want to talk about the fight. I'm sure you've talked enough about it. I'm just kind of curious, and I was at the press conference, but I'd like you to talk about the dislike. And then after the fight, I thought it was very respectful on both sides, you know, from Masvidal and yourself. And I enjoyed watching that. I've always disliked when there's dislike, they fight, they hug, then they go train together.
Yeah, I think at this stage, when you're at the top, there's a lot that goes into making a fight. And for certain guys, and realize, hey, I have to set myself apart from the rest of the pack. I've got to create whatever rhetoric or create whatever steam I need in order to potentially get that fight. Because going off of resume alone, what separates me from the rest of the pack? Really nothing. So I have to create whatever kind of buzz I have. And that's what I think some of these guys are doing. They create that buzz, and so it creates a demand in that fight. Like, everyone continues to ask me about this kid that I broke his jaw a couple fights ago. Oh, why don't you fight him? Fight him again. Fight him again. I mean, why? We had that whole situation happen, and we went in there when he was given his opportunity to be able to prove that he was better. He had got his jaw broken. He couldn't prove that. So that's what we find ourselves in nowadays, that people create this deal so where it feels like, oh, so much tension and so much back and forth, which eventually turns into that. Because when you create something out of thin air, I'm just that kind of guy to where I'm not just going to sit there and let you continue to say certain things. At some point, I'm going to take it somewhat personal. And now it becomes bad blood. And then once we go in there, you know, you have a problem with the man. As a man, as two men, we have to go in there and handle it. So when we get in there and we settle it, if we're content with the result, we shake hands, and that's it. That's all she wrote.
And then move on to the next one. Talk about for a second, because I like it, and we're friends. So if you don't like it, I expect you to probably to punch me for it, and I get that. I like when there is an athlete that is loved but is also hated. I think that adds more value, kind of like what you just said. But when people are booing you and then you go out and do what you do, they're paying money to watch you fight in hopes that you lose. There's some good at being booed as well, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It, at the end of the day, one of my former coaches used to always say, rather a bad name than a no name. In this sport that we're in, people have to care. People need to care to watch and fight, because that's how you do get compensated. And so if people don't care, then they don't like you or hate you. They just don't care. But if they're willing to spend their money to come in and boo you, that shows that they actually do care about you. That they just want you to make them a part of your fam. And given that opportunity, like I was, last week, I was able to go out there and do that.
Hey, champ. So, Randy and I travel a lot. We're in the fight game. I hear a lot of people say they're going to do this, they're going to do that. When we met at UFC 223 in Brooklyn in the Fighter Hotel, you were not
the
champion.
This stuff.
Well, we're French now, Randy.
Well, I'm not French.
You are. So, champ, when we met, you were not the welterweight champion of the world, but you had you were so like committed to the process. Your words, when you said them, when you spoke them, they were so convincing that I believed you when you said you were going to be in this position that you're in right now. And my question for you is, for the world to know, is where does that conviction come from? Is it from your nationality, for the pride of your country? Is it from your family, from faith? Is it from your coaches? Where did that conviction come from? Because of all the people I've ever said, I'm going to be a champion, I never took it at face value like I did from you in that hotel in Brooklyn. So where does your power come from, man?
That's a great question. It's a little bit of everything, but a majority of it comes from, I spent years, I made the decision my sophomore year in high school that I was going to wrestle. And my parents didn't know. I kept it from my parents. They didn't know. None of them knew. After school, I would just say, oh, I'm going to practice. That's all they knew. So I would practice. I chose to show up every day and continue to learn the sport and train at it. And then once I realized there were kids in it that were being, has been doing this since they were 4 years old, that were already state champions and national champions and recognized all across the country, it is. And I'm just starting out. I'm a newbie. How can I close that gap? I chose to do extra while I was home. I chose to run at night by myself. I chose to make a sauna in my bathroom upstairs and run up all the, finish up all the hot water that's in the house and have the whole house mad at me. I chose to sneak into the school after school and just train by myself, whether it's shadow wrestling or whether it's lifting weights or whether it's doing extra things. I chose to do that. Fast forward to college. I chose to show up at 6 a.m. every day during my college career and get a little workout in before I went to class all the time, because that closed the gap on everyone, and that gave me the edge that I needed. That's how my mind works. So when I chose to go into mixed martial arts, I had been putting in the extras. I knew it was a matter of...
What happened?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
He went to go do extra work.
He's doing extra work right now. Wow.
His brother might have said, hey, bro, I need you. Right. Enough with Randy. I need you.
They turn the water off. I got to take a shower.
He's the best.
Wow. Man. But that, I mean, I believed him at face value. And that's those are the intangibles. Those are the things that you don't see behind the curtain. That's what you don't see in the octagon. That's what you don't see at the press conference, is the work is done in alone time, a privacy.
The only thing that I want to say, and I didn't really want to say this while he was on, because I don't want it to seem like I'm you, but I enjoy being around people that have stayed grounded, have stayed true.
Sure.
I've known Kamaru since The Ultimate Fighter.
Absolutely.
You know, he was on almost weekly when he was on The Ultimate Fighter, which, by the way, we will be doing those fighter interviews again once The Ultimate Fighter starts back up.
Awesome.
So I like that. You know, I like when, you know, the athletes want to come on, not they're told to come on.
Sure.
You know, I like that they're told to come on because we still get guests. But Kamaru hasn't changed. I remember being there for the finale. I had both guys on. I liked both guys, kind of like what you said, you know, earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has stayed true. He is a good, good guy. And you know me well enough. A lot of people listening may not, but I liked the booze.
Yeah.
I liked the Oakland Raiders.
You like the heel. You like the heel role.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you know, you want people to boo you. Like he said, you know, at least there's some feeling there.
They care. There's passion behind it.
I believe the booze, they hate you more than your fans love you.
That's the way Yelp works. Yeah. I mean, that's why restaurant foodie and critics, if they hate you, they'll trash your name for eternity. But if they love you, they won't even leave a review.
Right.
Right. They'll just keep coming back and spending their money with you.
And that's why, to be honest, when there's been issues, like we just had an issue at one of the largest stores in the world.
Okay.
They're based in, I believe it's Arkansas.
Okay.
I believe the city is Bentonville, if you need me to narrow it down anymore.
Your brother's name is?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I think a former relative might be Bill Walton. I don't know. It's possible. So my son's car battery died in their parking lot.
Okay.
They put the wrong battery in.
Mm.
And they finally called and they said, you're going to need to have your car towed because we think we blew up your computer.
Oh, no. His new truck?
Yeah, the new truck.
What?
So I went down there, guns a-blazing. I was ready to try to get a hold of the manager, got a hold of the auto shop. Long fellow deed story short, they took care of it. They had it towed. to, ironically, where I go anyway.
Uh-huh.
They paid to get it fixed. They took care of it. And I went up and I asked for the manager yesterday and I said, hey, listen, I just want you to know I'm quick when things are bad. I'm just as quick, if not quicker, when things are good.
Sure.
You know, yeah, the knuckleheads there did what they did.
Right.
But I want to let you know that they took care of it.
Well, I think
fixed it.
I think in the real world, it's not like everybody expects things to happen, right? Like there's always going to be disappointments in business and transactions and services. It's how you handle those that separates you from your competition.
I still don't know if I'd go back there for auto stuff.
Why not?
No.
Because you know if there's something wrong, they're going to take care of it.
I'd rather go to where I normally go, where I know it'll be done almost right. Well, because we had an incident there
once too. Right?
So, but
mistakes happen. So, but it's more important to do it, fix it, to make it right, to do the right, to stand by it, than...
Sure.
So yeah, I mean, I would definitely go back there. The way they handled it, absolutely. I'll take my car there.
All right, you take yours. I'm going to go to where they sent it to get fixed because that's where I normally go. We were going to have it towed there.
Right, and they're like, oh, we'll send it over.
Well, I knew that they do batteries, but, you know, when I'm moving all the crap out of the car, I needed to take it somewhere, and one of the guys getting all the carts is like, you know we do batteries here, right? I'm like, yeah, I know, but we're going to tow it. Ah, screw it. We're here. If they'll come out, sure, let's get it done. And then they tried to blow it up.
Right. Yeah.
I guess the reverse positive negatives didn't give it away that it's the wrong battery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that happened to me. That's how I blew mine. That's what shorted out my ABS braking system.
Well, luckily,
they call it a reverse polarity.
Yeah,
it's where you cross the two positive negatives to jump it. That's what happened to me.
I don't know. I'll find out what happened with...
Maybe somebody reverse polarity'd our phone call with Kamaru. That's why he disconnected.
Or maybe he may be his younger brother, but do you see that monster?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a heavyweight. He gets in the PFL tomorrow night. And, you know, maybe he just grabbed him by the back of his shirt and said, yo, bro.
You're done.
I don't care what he's done for you. I don't care what your friendship is. We do need to send him more 8-man strong. Oh, by the way, I went shopping yesterday.
Oh, I forgot to send you the stuff.
You're out.
Dang it. No.
You're out. It's done. The list has already been sent in.
I have my photos, everything. I've got sizes. I went to the website. I saw the green like workout shorts. And
guess what?
Oh,
see, you're like my grandkids. When you're given a deadline, you must meet the deadline.
Well, can I tell you a lie of why I couldn't make the deadline?
No.
My sick cat. I had a cat that was not feeling well.
Well, you did have a dog.
I did for a day. So do you know what kind of dog that was?
Pit bull poodle.
So my daughters are 9 and 7.
What's the diamondback? What's the snake that
coppermouth?
Rattlesnake. Yeah, rattlesnake.
Yeah, basically. Dog. So what happened is, I tell my kids, hey, it's time. You guys are mature enough. You're old enough to take the dog for walks on yourself.
Your kids?
My kids.
Okay.
So I was like, you guys are ready for the maturity and they want a dog. They play with every neighborhood dog. They want their own dog. They want their sense of responsibility. They're 9 and 7. I'm like, yes, let's go and support a good cause. So I turned to the SPCA. St. Pete.
They're the Friends of Strays.
Friends of Strays. And so I've always had one of their donation boxes in my restaurant. So I was familiar with the organization. I know they do great work. So I went over and they found this beautiful, like, little brown 1-year-old puppy. And I was like, man, that's a cute dog. Got these green eyes and like a tan skin and with like white markings on the chest. I'm like, man, what a beautiful dog. We took the kids, we went to the park, we took it out for the day. Then I just put on Facebook, hey, we know what kind of breed this is. The Friends of Strays don't know. They won't tell me, they won't disclose. They just kind of stay dumb to it all, right? They don't want to say or confess to anything. So turns out it was a gator pit bull, male gator pit bull. Like, it was bred for fighting. And I'm like, well, that would be a great tie-in for Knockout Radio. I'm like, yo, my dog is a bad, you know, like my dog fights. So, you know, so it would be great for my lifestyle, for like what we do with all these fighters, like Julian Lane, all these guys take the dog to the beach and train and fight. But, you know, have a 9 and 7-year-old little girls, I would be afraid to leave the house with a gator pit bull.
I would be afraid to leave the dog with both of your daughters. Leaving it with the younger one, I think that dog's got problems.
Oh, the dog would be him. She would dominate that dog.
Yeah, there's absolutely no
doubt. I'll tell you what, for being a 20-pound puppy, that dog was strong, man.
Yeah. Imagine when that dog locks his teeth onto something.
Brutal.
I can't believe that you would just blindly walk in. Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't know which one I'm more afraid of, the gator pit bull bite or that Kamaru right hand.
We'll talk more about that, you know, in the second hour. All right, coming up, we're going to head back out. We're going to go, I think, to Texas. Talk a little Panini. Ben Rothwell coming up. A lot of good stuff. One champ down, one champ still to come. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
We've moved, and we can't wait to celebrate. Full Contact Live Armored Jousting, Axe Throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. The Viking Invasion is coming to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Barbarian Brewfest. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. Experience Full Contact Live Armored Jousting. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.